hour number two. I want to finish up with Trump's speech and go over some of the documents. But then I want to shift gears and all the other news as we're going back into this with Patrick Byrne, who is at the center of all of this, did everything he said he did, a total hero. And as usual, most people don't know who he is or care. Traveling to China, traveling to Europe, traveling to Venezuela, nailing it all. Everything he said, it's come out and been accurate. I never doubted him because I knew he was an accurate guy, but I still, it was hard to believe. It was still overwhelming, and now it's all come out. And I have all these other sources as well, the documents. It's just insane. About 9 minutes of Trump left, and then I'm going to dig into this. But this is your country. This is your right to vote. This is serious. And just because there's all this fraud, we can't give up and then not vote. We go vote to show what's going on and also overwhelm them with landslides. And we keep fighting and we keep exposing. And when we get success out of that, because laying down to these people is only make things 10 times worse. And I know most of you get that, but I see so many people that are just black-pilled and are just doomers. Well, what are you even doing tuning in then? I'm not mad at you, but I'm like, what's the point? I'm not doing this to lose. I'm one guy from Texas, and look at what we've done. And it's not because of me. It's other people that also understand this, and they're fighting back together. I believe in you. You're awesome. And not just Americans. There's great people all over this world of every race, color, and creed that love freedom and love God and have justice in their hearts. I salute you. And seeing the old Trump back last night made me so sad. He just, and I understand why people are hurt, and I get it, but this is separate from Trump. This is about my right and your right. You say, oh, well, it's all scam. The government's corrupt anyway. Well, you want the Chi-Coms running it? You want Israel running it? I want Israel to stop buying our politicians and primarying people and spending all this money domestically. It's all illegal. It's treason them trying to take over our military. We're fighting that and having success. We're fighting the SAVE Acts. You got in past the House. We're fighting to get voter ID. We're fighting. You're fighting. And the listeners are like, we are fighting, Alex. Why do you keep saying don't be demoralized? I'm talking to the people that are demoralized. We need everybody. That's why, and I apologize to people that are already awake and get it, that are like, you're beating a dead horse. Well, I'm not beating you. I'm beating the dead horse, trying to get it to wake up, because I don't think it's dead. All right, let's go back to Trump.
Urgent action to ensure that our own system can never, ever be hacked or compromised like it was in the past. The fourth set of documents reveals that even when significant evidence of fraud has been detected, it has been buried and covered up. Among the disclosures tonight are FBI files detailing evidence of alleged fraud by a large-scale voter registration operation in Michigan. In 2020, Michigan State Police raided a Democrat Get Out the Vote organization, corrupt group, in Muskegon. And we're so concerned by what they found. They were just so concerned. They couldn't believe it, actually, that they contacted the FBI in Detroit. The documents state that some canvassers admitted to FBI agents that they signed voter registration forms in other people's names, submitted fraudulent registration for people who did not exist, and received gift cards tied to their number of applications that they produced. In other words, it was pay, play, and cheat. The FBI agents working on the case believe that crimes were committed, yet the Biden Department of Justice slow-walked the investigation and killed it. Tonight, I'm asking the FBI director to ensure that the matter is fully investigated and to work with the Department of Justice to prosecute those responsible for any crimes. Finally, to reveal just how vulnerable our elections continue to be, we are releasing the results of a stunning investigation by the Department of Homeland Security. According to the DHS review, state voter rolls and public records, they identified approximately 278,000 non-citizens who are registered to vote in federal elections. Since Democrat states refused to share their voter files.
You know, earlier he talked about the senior FBI agent that was running the cover-up and shutting down other agents that exposed China's involvement. They have all the documents. She went on to head up Microsoft's director of risk, and Microsoft helps.
Thanks for having me. Before I start, wanted to pitch a couple of the products there for the listeners. The bovine colostrum has been fantastic. My mom had tremendous results, similar to the results your mom had with her hair and skin. Methylene blue, the mental clarity, the focus has been amazing. I just found that I just needed to up the dose a little bit from the recommendation, and then that really hit. So definitely helps to support the broadcast. Alex, the reason you're so successful and the reason so many people chime in is because you have the best guests. That does include Victor Boot, but I will reference the legendary Gerald Celente. What does he say time after time? When there's nothing left, they take us to war.
The bovine clause is incredible. The methylene blue, you fund us. You're our funders, not the Israelis or the Muslims or the Russians or the U.S. government. You fund us at thealexjonesstore.com. And the new news site for all the feeds and articles is alexjoneslive.com. And on Rumble, rumble.com/TheAlexJonesShow Live. We'll be right back.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Does anybody really know the secret or the combination for this life and where to keep it? It's kind of sad when you don't know the meaning, but everything happens for a reason. I don't even know what I should say, because I'm an idiot, a loser, microphone abuser.
Here's just one little factoid out of Trump's speech with all the documents, the emails, senior NSA, CIA, with senior FBI, quote, running shadow governments, killing investigations into communist China before the 2020 election, during it, and after. Look at this lady. Former FBI official Nikki Flores. This is so important. I'm basically running a shadow government across the FBI at this point to shut down the investigations. You will never guess what she's up to now. Director of Insider Risk at Microsoft. Microsoft let engineers based in China access the Pentagon's sensitive military systems, and they helped write the codes for these machines. That's come out. They're heavily allied with the communist Chinese. Biden's deputy AG, who ran the Trump witch hunts, is now also a senior official of Microsoft. Microsoft is as rotten as it gets. Bill Gates is totally allied with them. We got big problems, ladies and gentlemen. That lady needs to be indicted for treason. Bare minimum life in prison and a supermax prison for espionage. Trying to hand your government over to the communist Chinese. Working so a foreign government could steal an election. Look at her. Just like Tim Walz. Bill Gates needs to be in a supermax prison for everything he's done. That's why this is important. This can bring down the entire nest. You got all these competing interests in there trying to buy off and control the government. And the dominant ones are communist China, allied with BlackRock and Bill Gates. And then you got the big Israel lobby that's also heavily allied with China. But they all backstab and screw each other. It's just disgusting. Got the EU and NATO throwing its weight around. All these special interests are trying to run our country and run us in the ground because we're the big powerful empire. We get handed the bill and the police state that goes along with it. So there's about 6 minutes, 5 minutes left of Trump's speech. I'm going to go through some of the key documents, then I'm going to shift gears into other huge subjects. We're going to go back into all this with Patrick Byrne next hour. But I got a lot today and a lot of good news, too. James O'Keefe just got back from D.C. where he testified about voter fraud in California. Like you, I just watched President's address and went to look at the classified documents. Here are four documents that should stood out, including 250,000 non-citizens registered to vote, bare minimum. We must remain vigilant. And this is some good news right here. I mean, it's just amazing. And we already knew all this, but here it is in one big spot. Most of it in our own enemies' emails and documents. And then these FBI agents, people would get the big trove of stuff that the lower level ones had, and then they would shelve it because they wanted to use it as blackmail, and then Tulsi Gabbard got it all and gave it to Trump. Because they never thought we'd have a Tulsi Gabbard in there. They never thought Trump would get back in. And now they're having hearings all about it right now. And Gavin Newsom's under criminal investigation. They've had wiretaps, people wearing wires on him. But will the AG then pull the trigger? Well, Trump needs to get rid of him if he won't. But regardless, it's coming out. And the court of public opinion, these people are cooked. Back to Trump.
The real number is actually much higher than that. Yet, even this limited analysis found more than 250,000 foreigners illegally registered to vote. put together these disclosures reveal an election system so broken and so vulnerable that no one can possibly defend it. It is not defensible. Hundreds of millions of U.S. voter files are in the hands of foreign governments. Our machines and ballot counting systems are exposed to hacking and manipulation and corruption. China and other countries have been trying to meddle in our elections. Evidence of fraud has been buried. Hundreds of thousands of non-citizens and dead people are listed and active on the voter rolls. And yet we still have elections with no voter ID, no proof of citizenship, and tens of millions of ballots floating aimlessly through the mail. As one example of the insanity, California's recent election for mayor of L.A. and governor was held on June 2nd, long time ago, but it was just completed a few days ago on July 10th. Think of that, much more than 1 month. Took a month to count the votes. I wonder what they were doing. This is worse than any third world country. There's no third world country that has elections like we have. In a rare move, NBC and ABC Fake News have both said that they would not cover this speech. They knew what it was about because of the fact that they don't like the topic, because they know how corrupt our system is and they don't want to reveal it. They and others in the media are part of a plot. They want to continue this fraud for whatever reason. They want to keep it going. They want to protect the radical left. They can't have a great country, and that's true. You can't have a great country without free and fair elections. Fraud like this should mean a revocation of their licenses. They use our public multi-billion dollar in value airways for absolutely no money. They pay nothing. All we want is honesty in our elections and honesty in reporting. They pay nothing for multi-billion dollar assets. Great damage has been done to our country. Our elections were left vulnerable to being rigged and stolen, and the trust of the American people was lost. This cannot be allowed to continue. Every American, whether you're a Republican, Democrat, Independent, or otherwise, should be able to agree that we deserve the most secure, honest, and fair election system anywhere in the world. Secure elections should be a partisan, really, we should be together, Democrats, Republicans, Independents, everybody. And it should not be a partisan issue. It should cause to unite us, not to divide us. This should be a cause. We should be united, not divided. In light of the brand new and irrefutable information I have revealed tonight, my administration is in the process of notifying the states whose election data was compromised by the People's Republic of China and many others. We will be working closely to mitigate any harm, and we're taking swift action to ensure that sensitive voter data is better protected so we can never be bought, we can never be hacked, and we can never watch a stolen election again. Tomorrow, the Secretary of Homeland Security will hold a briefing to outline his department's recent work confirming cyber vulnerabilities in our electronic voting systems. They are bad. We're in the process of informing governors, senators, and members of Congress of potential.
Pause, back in 10 seconds. And I had Byrne on yesterday. He's coming back on. It really is the best when it comes to knowing all this and being involved, exposing it, that he was concerned from his sources that he wouldn't get into the electronic voting machines and China through Taiwan, through Venezuela, but that's coming in part two, and that's what I've been told as well. You just heard Trump towards the end of his speech saying today they're going to release that report. So this is what I was told in November from that meeting. I was told, hey, Susie Wiles isn't that bad. She called the meeting and called us all in there, and 3 hours Trump was shown all this. And how they have all the proof and all the documents, and how the NSA and CIA and FBI blocked the investigations, and everything you just saw, I told you back in November. And I'm not like going, oh, look, I'm smart, I have incredible sources. I'm saying we know what's coming next. This is really good. Now, it took a lot longer. Why are we 7 months later? Then they said they were going to release all this in January. Remember, I said, Trump says January. He said, I want it out in January. I want to go with this January. Well, here we are. It didn't take a month and a half. It took almost 8 months. or 8 months. So the clock's running out here. We got the midterms in 3 months, folks. And that most of this crap is still in place. Hope it's not a day late, a dollar short. Back to the president.
If you have a nation that is determining...
Let's go back to the president.
...election again. Tomorrow, the Secretary of Homeland Security will hold a briefing to outline his department's recent work confirming cyber vulnerabilities in our electronic voting systems. They are bad. We're in the process of informing governors, senators, and members of Congress of potential issues in their states. If you look at voting today, it's in such bad shape in so many states, and we are committing to fix it. And we're also committing to be working with those states and local jurisdictions to help them fix and patch known technical vulnerabilities before the midterm elections. We have very important elections coming up. We want those elections to be honest. I've also ordered DHS to notify every state about non-citizens on their voter rolls and direct them to remove all ineligible voters from the lists immediately. But most importantly, addressing this crisis of election security demands that Congress must pass the Save America Act. How easy is that to do unless you want to cheat? The only reason you wouldn't do it is you want to cheat because your policies are so bad and your candidates are so pathetic that you can't get away or can't get elected any other way. This landmark bill requires that all voters must show photo voter ID. How simple is that? Could I have your photo, please? Photo voter ID. All voters must provide proof of citizenship. Are you a citizen of our country, please? And hopefully there will be no corrupt mail-in ballots, which if you watched California and so many other places, mail-in ballots are inherently corrupt. So you would have no mail-in ballots except for illness, disability, military deployment, or travel. If you're going away on business or vacation, these reforms are urgently needed to stop the vulnerabilities that I've mentioned. To all Americans, I ask you to pick up your phone tomorrow, call your representatives in the House and Senate, and demand that they pass the Save America Act without delay. Together, we will restore faith and confidence in our country, and we will be bigger, better, and stronger than ever before. Thank you. God bless you. God bless our great military, and God bless America. Thank you very much.
All right. And the Save Act passed the House. It's now in the Senate. Call the Senate when they're out in their districts. Go see them when they're in your state. This is important. And again, I go back to the start of the show because I saw more than half the post on X under clips of Trump and under our articles and videos about this and how important this is. And I'm not even criticizing people that did this because it's important to look at the Israel lobby and AIPAC and what they're doing because they're as big a threat as China or bigger, okay? But when it comes to China, this is smoking gun stuff. I saw this overhead shot. This is what I see everywhere, even on our post. Hey, Jones, why aren't you covering, you know, Israel and the Israel lobby and all their people in media? Well, NBC and ABC and the rest of them and CBS didn't carry it. That's the whole point. What does it mean? Oh, don't talk about China. Don't talk about their fraud. Don't talk about them manipulating and spending all this money and buying off politicians because you're taking away from the Israel hate. What does that even mean? We're covering any foreign powers and groups and mafias that are getting in front of the will of the people. And China is a major threat and is on our back. And they're allied with the corporate media and the CFR and Bill Gates and the globalist. And it's the same thing. NBC and all these groups, overhead shot, they worked to not have this scene. It's the same thing. That's what's going on. And I'm not mad at, you know, Health Ranger putting this out. I see his point, but And he's just one of the people. I just printed this off. I just see this stuff everywhere. And it all becomes this subject. It's all the same thing. Foreign interests, foreign powers, foreign mafias trying to control us. You can hold two ideas in your head at the same time. And of course, I get this everywhere. With Patrick Bateman memes. Damn, that's crazy what came out, you know, with Trump. Who cares? Let's see those Epstein files. Yeah, let's see those and let's do something about this. One issue doesn't take away from the other issue. And I know most of you are logical and understand that, but some people aren't, because I see the criticism. Oh, look, Jones is covering up for Israel again. What are you talking about? It's retarded. It's low IQ, and it's so some of you can feel more official and feel better, and, oh, we're the pure people. You know, China isn't a threat. It's the same thing I talk about Islam. Building mosque everywhere, call to prayer, Sharia law going in, churches, more another church burned in New York, Muslims, all the raping, everything. Voting Democrat, voting communist. And every time I talk about Islam, it's like, oh, what are you doing covering up Israel? That's insane. Islam's a threat. The Chi-Com's a threat. Israel trying to take us over is a threat. We cover it all. The EU trying to sue our companies and must to censor us and control us. That's a threat. All the tyranny in Canada is a threat to everybody. We cover it all. We cover the tyranny. We cover the mad scientists. We cover Fauci. We cover them trying to cook up another plague. We cover the WEF trying to set up world government. We cover Bill Gates and the World ID. We cover all the flock cameras. We cover the NSA. We cover it all. And I got that coming up next segment. Oh, man, the new stuff with flock and the all of it is going in. They're now using the AI control system for control. They're now turning it on. And now people are getting pissed. And the first thing to bite them, the first dog to bite them was flock. Now you're going to get bit by the really big dogs. And I want to get the little dog that's, you know, and I want to get all the dogs. Everybody knows about flock now, so I talk about something else. They go, why are you covering for flock? It's a weird mental thing, and I don't understand. But it's something I see more and more, where people get awake to something, and then they think that's the only thing. And they think it takes away from flock to cover all the other systems, like your phone that's the big enchilada, the smart meters, the kill switches and surveillance systems in all the cars now, all the new cars. I mean, it's all the same damn thing. And all the big companies are rolling it out. And they're all sharing it. And it's all just hellish. You got to get the big picture. Let's go ahead and go to a clip here. It's got great graphics. And the good news is it, and it came out partially here. Some documents were released, but a big report's coming out today, part two of all this, with China making the chips for the machines that then are sent to Taiwan, where they claim they're made in Taiwan and then shipped to Venezuela, that most of the voting in America is done on. And China with the tablets in a bunch of states that are used that then sends the data into the other machines. And it's just, it's everywhere, and we've caught them, and this is a huge deal. Here's a short breakdown of that.
If you have a nation that is determining the outcomes in elections in more than 70 countries in the world, if they have figured out, including your own, by the way, up the ballot, down the ballot, right? So whether it's control of the House, control of the Senate, not just control of the White House, they're installing people that they want to see in those positions, not necessarily the people the American people have chosen, because they're able to affect the outcomes of our elections on every single level. And they can do that in more than 70 countries in the world. So now you look at a country that isn't actually run by a government. It's run by the most powerful criminal organization in the world that doesn't care about international conventions and international law and so on and so on, is partnered with all of our adversaries, not just terrorist organizations, Islamic terrorist organizations, not just foreign adversaries, right? Not just other criminal cartels, but all of them together. So this consortium of enemies, whether it's the CCP or the North Koreans or the Iranians, right, is partnered with the Venezuelans. They're able to choose leaders, you know, from Latin America to South America, by the way, also to Europe, countries like Spain that are completely captured. They're able to buy off American officials, infiltrate the government, from the National Security Council to the White House, completely infiltrated, run it by Cuban intelligence, one of the most sophisticated intelligence organizations worldwide. How are you going to stop China's advance when you have a country like that that's also using drug warfare to not just kill hundreds of thousands of Americans, more Americans dying from drug overdoses than ever in the history of this nation.
Oh, stop. This is an excellent report. When I post this to X, we'll put the whole thing in. But what Byrne has said for years, what I've exposed, is, and what's in these documents, is the CIA and the NSA set all this up and let China do it so that they had plausible deniability when it happened. So above all this is the U.S. deep state, and then the FBI comes in and covers it up when other sections of the intelligence system find out about it, and that's what Trump talked about last night. That's what's in the documents. So Trump, when he goes after Venezuela, is not going for the head of the snake. The head of the snake isn't even in China. It's here. Just like Obama had the national initiative to create COVID-19 and other respiratory viruses, what they call Disease X Project. That all came out, became a big scandal. So they moved it to Wuhan in 2015. And then they had plausible deniability and say China released it when it was really the globalist. And I'm not defending China. It's just a fact that it was made in North Carolina. We knew before it ever got released about it and talked about it and warned about it. It was a scandal in the news. Scientists went public, so they're making gain of function here with this SPARS respiratory virus. So, just incredible. Here is a clip. This is a clip 56 with a respected CIA agent breaking down what's in the documents concurring that Trump is exactly right. Here it is.
Hundreds of millions of U.S. voter files are in the hands of foreign governments. Our machines and ballot counting systems are exposed to hacking and manipulation and corruption.
In Trump's speech, he's saying specifically that Venezuela has the ability to rig our elections and our electronic voting machines. This is highlighted directly from the report. CIA report confirms the Venezuelan plot to digitally rig elections in 2020 by altering vote totals undetectably. And this was exactly exposed by Laura Logan. She did a full interview with a former CIA officer, and he went over all of this.
Well, the important thing to understand here is that Smartmatic has its office in Caracas, and it's co-located with the Consejo National Electoral, the National Electoral Commission. And there's 150 Smartmatic engineers and 150 CNE engineers side by side. They have two missions. Number one, steal elections. Number two, defeat audit. Study audit. How do different states and different localities
do
conduct
their
audit? So that when they're audited, you defeat audit. An example, when people put absentee ballots on a scanner, it'll take a picture and take a picture and take a picture. And then when it's about to save them, it gets ready to take a picture of almost 100 together. But what it does is they erase that picture, send in another picture, because all these machines are connected to the internet. They're all hooked up. They're not supposed to be. A new picture comes in, 100 votes or 90% for the person that they want. Mm-hmm. But when you do the audit, you're not allowed to look in the box. You have to look at the screens. They've changed the rules around the country in the different states.
All right. That we're going to come back with the rest of this. This is so important. Remember what just happened in the last election in Texas? When they stole it in San Antonio, the other candidate went and got it, and he got the original one where he won, and then they gave him a week later the fake one that had been done by the Chinese. We've caught them. Okay, we'll be right back.
The fight for our sovereignty was to fight to protect, again, what God gave us, which, I mean, our health is one of the biggest things. We're all, at this point, middle-aged. We're trying to have families. And I think with the transhumanist agenda, there is a little bit of a psyop afoot. Where,
oh, I've said that. But the other day when I had you guys coming on, I said, we're doing something about what we can take control of. Mm. And then the last few years, Joe Rogan, one time at dinner, goes, about 3 years ago, you're fat. You're your own enemy. He does that to guests. He's like Theo Von, too. Get off that Prozac, you idiot. And people were mad at him. That's tough love Joe does. And he's there with Sean Johnson, the Navy SEAL guy that I'd known for years, but didn't wasn't really friends. Sean goes, fine, I'll train you. I'll meet you every morning. And I said, all right, let's do it. And then I lost like 70 pounds, and I kind of halfway cut back and gained back 10. But now I'm back to where I was. I'm going to go even lower. But the whole point is that Joe goes, you know, you're your own worst enemy. You think the globalists are going to kill you. You're killing yourself. And so that's where Masterpiece comes in. That's where doing all this comes in. I mean, this is real, folks. Methylene blue works. Bovine colostrum works. This, getmasterpiece.com. The Masterpiece is unbelievable.
We are at a crossroads with the survival of the human species. And the people that have all the resources and all have spelled that out very clearly to us. And the things that they are putting inside of our body to complete that mission. you got to get out. The fact of the matter is, zeolite, which is one of the main ingredients of Masterpiece, has been proven in all ways to remove every toxin that it's looked at grabbing. It performs, that's why it's called the Master Binder.
But yours is different.
It's completely different.
Because it doesn't just pull stuff, it brings in the key sea minerals.
Yes, absolutely. So any way that you would actually test Masterpiece out, which would be like its pH, its molecular composition, its molecular ratio, if it's isotonic and whatnot, it is identical to blood plasma. You're talking about marine plasma, sea plasma, minerals. It is the same molecular composition of as your blood profile. And so why does that matter? Blood is life. When you are grabbing the problem with our bodies, with the toxins in there, which is disrupting how our bodies perform on every level, it's literally made our bodies mineral deficient. Toxins take the place of minerals. So when the Masterpiece is carrying in minerals, when it takes a toxin, it's giving the perfect minerals right there at that time. That's why everyone that looks at the testing, whether it's our hair tissue mineral analysis practitioners, our blood testers, which we've done three different independent third-party labs doing different blood testing, they've never seen results like this.
Yeah, so regular zeolite just pulls out bad stuff but doesn't replace it. This is zeolite with a good thing, pulls out bad, it goes bloop, good.
Yeah. Our bodies are magical if you get the poisons out.
Reality starts here. AlexJonesLive.com. Share the link. Spread the word.
Introducing the AquaPure Ultimate Water Filter Showerhead. You're not just drinking tap water, you're showering in it, breathing the steam, and soaking your skin in it every day. When you take a hot shower, that hot water opens your pores and creates steam. That means chlorine, lead, and many other contaminants in your tap water can hit your skin, your hair, and the air you breathe inside your own bathroom. And unlike most shower filters on the market, this has independent third-party testing. SGS testing showed a 95%+ lead reduction using the system, over 99% chlorine removal, and many other chemicals. The system installs directly onto a standard shower head. It literally just takes seconds. No plumber, no tools, no modification to your plumbing. Regularly $139. Today you can get it for just $97.99. That's 30% off. VIP members of TheAlexShow.com get it for as low as $69.99. That is beyond a steal. Secure yours now while supplies last at TheAlexShowStore.com.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
I'm gonna steal me a silver statue.
All right, I want to finish up on this as we're getting back into it next hour. I got a bunch of news to hit, and even more fourth hour, but I want to get into Big Brother. People are finally ready to wake up to this, and it's moving quick, so we'll get to that in a moment. But here's a former senior, head CIA guy, very respected, explaining, and he's been doing this for years, how the Chinese go in live time and do this. And they've got whole corporate groups that they work with offshore that do it. And now Trump's releasing the documents. Even more is coming out in a report. He said it'll be released today. We're waiting for that. So this is extremely damning. And again, we just covered this in the last primary election in Texas, down in local elections in San Antonio, where candidates now know to go down and go, oh, give me the record by law they're supposed to right now, the next morning. And the people running it aren't in on the fraud. They don't know. They're like, sure, they give them it. And then they won. And they go, oh, that wasn't official. A week later, here's the official one. And it's been scrubbed and a fake record created. And that's exactly what they were breaking down. Let's finish up with this.
Different states that make it almost impossible to show that they cheated because of... And what they do also is they'll make proprietary the source code. You can't examine that. You can't look at different types of technologies proprietary because that's where they're cheating. And they blocked those individuals very cleverly. One of the things that we learned is there's 14 different technical ways that you can steal an election. And they're operating off different parts of the machinery But they can use number one and number three, number six and number seven. They can use combinations, and they never use the same combinations in adjacent districts.
So that you can't find patterns.
They prepare an election a year in advance. They have the poll books. They have hundreds of people. They have statisticians. They have comms engineers, software engineers. This was the science of engineer theft and a multi-billion dollar business globally.
And that's what you document in this book, is how they have, it started.
So this is from a former CIA officer. He is telling us that our voting machines are rigged in every single district.
And I knew this decades ago. You go back to shows with voting experts on, and they explained every 2 years, this international consortium, it's made in China, but Microsoft is behind it. If you look at the code, it's altered, but they've changed it. But it's Microsoft code. And that's why it's all these Microsoft operatives in the government that are put in the key positions that then cover it up and then go back to head up Microsoft. And you look, it's Microsoft, 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 Microsoft. Of course, Bill Gates. He's the expert all over the world getting control of national medical boards and licensors and the regulators and the watchdog groups and the international organizations at the UN. It's him. And then it's the Thomas Watson Global Depopulation Eugenics Foundation that his mother ran, that he then took over. Bill Gates' mother ran it, and his dad ran Planned Parenthood. These are experts at taking over. And that's what Patrick Byrne and others finally found. And I knew this a long time ago, but oh my God, it's our own government running it. Yeah, it's your government doing it. But it's the big foundations up above it. Here is Cory Booker, though, saying, oh, this is just Trump obfuscating because he knows they're going to lose the midterms or whatever. And look, the Republicans are so popular that there wasn't this fraud, even though they're not as popular as they were because of Trump. Still going to win most areas. I mean, people know they're the more sane party, though they're not perfect. The Democrats literally want to chop your son's genitals off. They're communist and want open borders. But if there wasn't all this fraud, the Republicans would just run everything. And then people would be mad at them, so a new party would form, and that's how it works. But the Democrats are so shot and so discredited, they can only stay in by fraud. So here's Cory Booker, and then I got a clip from 2020 of Biden saying, oh, yeah, the Russians and Chinese, they are stealing stuff. Look, I'm not a Russia file. I'm not batting for Russia. Russia's, you know, the biggest country in the world. Their espionage footprint is small compared to China. They do try to influence us. But they're just, on the scale, it's China, the Israel lobby, the big BlackRock globalist corporate consortiums that's all intermingled with that. And then you've got some of the other factions and things. You got Islam, and you got the average Westerner that just wants to, you know, play golf and polish their car that isn't even on the field. And you've got Israel coming in that buys off the actual candidates themselves. That's how they figure. And China does that some, but gets caught a lot. Because it's so obvious when Chinese spies are, you know, literally running operations. The Chinese make you put your chief of staff or your top people in or known Chinese spies. You know, that comes out all the time. So China's specialty is running the fraud, but working with their globalist counterparts in the West and actually stealing elections outright and then tailoring it. And then every 2 years changing the tactic they use so you're never onto them when investigators come in. I mean, we know. And then Israel just comes in point blank and destroys candidates they don't like and backs candidates they want. And then you'll have a lot of these politicians, you know, are like a NASCAR. They'll have a big Star of David sticker on them. They'll have a big Chi-Com sticker on them. They'll have a BlackRock sticker on them. They'll have an LGBT sticker on them. You know, they'll have a Raytheon sticker on them. You know, most NASCARs don't just have one sponsor. They got a bunch of sponsors. But on most members of Congress, it's a big Star David, you know, is like on the hood. And then you got a Chinese flag on the door. And then you've got a Pfizer decal on the roof. And that's what this is. And I'm like, okay, there's their sponsors. And people are like, no, there's no Chinese. That takes away from, you know, it's just like, come on, man, knock it off. Knock it off. Stop it. And more and more Islam with all its money. You know, there's a Qatari sticker on there, and there's a But the Qatari stickers, you know, kind of on the by the tailpipe. It's a little sticker, you know. You know, the NASCAR guys will have stuff all over them. They got the big thing on their chest, big thing on the back. You know, Qatar is kind of on the sleeve, a little Qatar, you know, thingy there. And it goes on and on and on and on and on. And we got together with gun groups and spent money and fought with common sense. And just because we organized a little bit, we're winning on the Second Amendment front because we put a car out on the field. But we got to put cars on the field, put cars on the track. You got to take the field. That's the point. You got to lobby. You got to be organized. You got to have an identity. And it's Western culture. And what's under attack? Being white. We're not trying to be supremacists. We're not trying to run everybody. We're saying, hey, we got culture. We're pretty cool. Stop attacking us. We got to get organized. Every other group can organize, but not the white people. And then they're organized against us. And I don't mean even the brown people. They're being organized by the special interest. And the Chi-Coms put in to the kitty to attack the whites. And the Israel lobby does it. Just like the Israel lobby with all their people at ABC and NBC and CBS blacklisting Trump's speech. All the white supremacists are like, look, he's covering China. It's Israel. And you're like, look at the executives. And I'm like, yeah, and they didn't air Trump's speech because it's peas in a pod. And we're just exposing this, and it will fall of its own weight because it's wrong, it's evil. And when people know that all the corruption, the problems we're facing is because of this, it's bye-bye New World Order. You know, I'm tempted to just stay focused on this, and I'm coming in tomorrow at 11 a.m. Central for at least 2 hours live and to hit all of this Big Brother stuff because I could easily do 2 hours just on this. I've sent them more than 30 videos. I have all these documents. I have all these reports. I'm going to hit a little bit of it now, which is the deepest dive anybody's doing. I'm not bragging. I'm like, I'm just going to hit the surface. I'm not even going to scratch the surface. And this will be the deepest thing anybody ever heard. And I'm not saying that. It's scary. Because people always address like the smart meter or their cell phone or a flock camera or a, it's the AI it's all integrated into, my friends. And it's way worse than people know. For 15 years, people have cameras and microphones in their houses, live time watching everything you do, sent back to NSA and people. You put those meta glasses on, it's live time, baby. It's all admitted. But now, here's the big news. They're going from beta to now using it to squeeze us. And Flock's the first thing starting to squeeze that you know of. But the real squeezing's behind the scenes with the AI. And if you think Flock's violating your Fourth Amendment, what are the banks doing? So I will do 30 minutes of breaking news tomorrow at 11 a.m., and then I'm going to spend at least an hour on this because I need to continue on the election fraud. I haven't gotten into all the documents yet. We got Patrick Byrne coming up, and this is a big deal, obviously. And I also want to open the phones up with Patrick for your questions and your comments. In fact, let's put the number up now, and because I'm not just – Patrick's great, but he'll go into the factoids and see my email and see my proof and this grand jury and it's the Chinese. And we know, Patrick, you're right. We know that now. We already knew, but you're proven right. We got all the new. I want to go over the new stuff, which I know is not new because you've already duplicated it and already proven it before. But I want to get into where we go now and the midterms. So the number to talk to Patrick Byrne, just give your take on all this, is 512-266-0642. 512-266-0642. And just dial your country access code if you're outside the United States. 512-266-0642. Thank you. All right, but let me get back to what I was saying here, and then I'll hit some of the Flock stuff. Yeah, just play Booker and then go back to Biden, you know, admitting the Chi-Coms are involved in our elections, but now you're not supposed to say that because it's un-American. Here it is.
Donald Trump's speech was full of outright lies, dangerous disinformation, and yet again, his attempts to undermine and subvert our democracy. Now he knows he's headed toward midterm losses, and his only hope is to undermine the validity and trust in our elections. Don't let him do it. We have work to do against a desperate president that's willing to do whatever it takes to try to stop us from voting and participating. We will fight. He will lose. The people will win.
Any country, no matter who it is, that interferes in American elections will pay a price. They will pay a price. And it's been overwhelmingly clear this election, I won't even get into the last one, this election, that Russia has been involved, China has been involved to some degree, and now we learn that Iran is involved. They will pay a price if I'm elected.
And by the way, I know everybody, because they don't like the war and are mad at Israel, didn't want to be pro-mullahs. No, they've been involved heavily. You've seen how attacked their weapons are. I remember hearing about Iran 20 years ago involved, and I'm like, what? And it's all come out. So there's Biden even telling you. But now you're not supposed to say that. Let me hit a few more things on this. Well, no, I'm going to wait till Burns on. These documents are just hard to not just get to them right now. There's so much here. Here's just a prelude of tomorrow. And don't worry if you can't tune in live tomorrow at 11 a.m. at Real Alex Jones on X and rumble.com/ The Alex Jones Show Live. Or the easiest is just alexjoneslive.com. It's got the Rumble feed. It's got the X feed. It's got our own feed, our own audio feeds. It's all free. Be sure and share it. Don't worry if you can't tune in tomorrow. You're busy in the yard or at work or wherever. It'll be archived at X. It'll be archived at The Alex Jones Show Live on Rumble. It'll be at alexjoneslive.com, archived after we're live tomorrow, and you can go watch the deep dive on this. But this is important, and you've got different competing corporate interests that agree on global standardization through the UN and through the OECD that sets these global regulations and standardization, and Bill Gates is right at the center of that, as usual, along with Larry Ellison and the rest of them. And Larry Fink, and they all say, we're going to control your behavior, surveil everything you do. You're going to have to scan to even get out of your car, even have a car, you know, get in your house. Total control. And then they can just turn it up whenever they want. And if you haven't been a good little globalist, then you have a social credit score. You can't even leave your house. And then you can't pay your bills. And you're thrown on the street. And then you're going to be put into a AI-controlled ghetto area, 15-minute city prisons. This has all been planned out. And so you have the flock executives out there, and they put up these things all over the place. That's just one of the systems doing it. Governmental, you have all these other corporations. You have the ring systems are even more prolific. The home assistants that are watching, listening to you, the smart meters, all the embedded hidden cameras and microphones in all the cars now. By law, kill switches. I mean, it's all confirmed. Remember I told you about this decades ago. It's like, oh, that's crazy. I had the documents. Terms of service on your smart TVs for 20 years. It's watching. It's listening to you. I first broke 29 years ago that Scientific Atlantic cable boxes have a microphone in them, opened it up and showed you their engineer's owner's manual, not the one you would get from the company how to use it, but the actual manual for it. And there's the mic listening to you, sending creating a text file. Even back then, that's what the NSA does, the NSA technology. Everything you say in your house, sending it back to the government and others for their large language model training systems that goes back to the Echelon system to the 1970s and 80s. So they've been doing this a long time. And then they called it the Total Information Awareness Network in 2001. And out of that has now grown all the systems that are there. And when I say these things, just type it in. Total Information Awareness Network, Admiral Poindexter, yes, of Iran-Contra fame, ran the project until about 2025. Then they handed it over to Eric Schmidt of Alphabet. And so these guys don't just run Alphabet, that they have other hats. And now Microsoft has been given most of the contracts along with Amazon. And so they've been given the code keys. Apple was going to get the code keys to everybody's devices, no matter what company it is. But they gave China the code keys to all Apple devices, so they got kicked out 8 years ago by Trump out of it. And that was even in Reuters. So you understand, it doesn't matter. It's Ford, it's Chevy, it's Mercedes. Doesn't matter what cable box or smart TV you've got. It doesn't matter what home assistant or what cell phone brand. The code keys, the access to it, there's no such thing as encryption. It's all decrypted at the telecoms, at the Oracle switches. Okay? And then they have incestuous agreements to share it all. The only difference where they compete is how do they analyze it and how do they use it? And that's what Palantir's come in to do. And then they told Trump, we'll give you access that the big tech companies hadn't given Trump access. That now, the reason they're so pissed at him, and I'm not endorsing Palantir, but you know why they're all in the news is the devil. They gave Trump access to know how to slurp all this up and then how to use it. And that's why Trump's more sophisticated now. What do you think Tulsi Gabbard was using to go through all the federal agencies, 16 intelligence agencies and the FBI and all the hundreds of agencies? How do you think she scooped up this stuff and gave it to Trump? Because they already had access to it all, but they didn't have a system that would go in and zzz, and with AI know what's in, you know, and then give you a report. The AI we're given access to is nothing compared to this. And that's why they got so pissed at Palantir, because nobody would help Trump. Nobody at big tech would. Remember, senators would have hearings over and over again, even a few years ago. And they'd go, my grandson, my granddaughter says this phone tracks where I go. Is that true, son, DARPA-chow? And he goes, no, sir, we don't track GPS. Because the phone's not GPS. It's triangulated by the cell towers that are GPSed out of 3 feet. If he just said, are the cell towers triangulating with the cell phone, your GPS tracking, he would have to say yes. But see, technically, Google doesn't do it. The Geospatial Center, the government does. And then it just simply gives them a feed. So technically, he can lie. And they're like, well, I heard this thing tracks where I go. I heard it know what I be doing. I mean, for 20 years, they go, no, Senator, we're not tracking where you go. That's good. That's good. What about this Alexa? Is it listening to me? Nope, it's not. The AI program is, but they don't tell you that. Technically, that device isn't. It's all legalese. Well, how come when I say Alexa, it starts talking back? It's got to be already listening, right? No, no, sir, no. You see how they... Are chemtrails real, Senator? No. Are chemtrails real, Director of Department of Energy? No, because you don't call them chemtrails. It's geoengineering. So you've seen all this. They talk to you like you got a 50 IQ, folks. So let's go to this piece first, okay? This is a prelude. I have like 40 or more today of stuff this bad. And this, we went and checked. It's all confirmed. Woman has her cell phone. She's not even driving, but it had all her data, her credit card information, everything. And it billed her because she was in the parking garage with her cell phone. And it had everything. And that's an example. But the point is, it's turning on now. I try to go places. I used to pull off on the side of the road just for county greenbelt, fire road access, where nobody's hiking. Even pull up there now, they got signs saying, park anywhere, QR code, blah, 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 blah. And there's a camera watching you. It's all not about security. It's about total control, and you're in a prison. And you go to the store, you get a large drink. It's got a QR code, only lets you fill up once. It's getting you trained to scan. Amazon, that owns Whole Foods, is now putting in scanners with your phone to get into the building. And then now they're getting rid of the checkout people, and you've got to scan it all yourself. And then once you get deeper into this and they don't like what you've done, well, you just can't come in the building. And they admit that's the plan. It's new cars coming out, don't have handles. Because it's all about making you obsolete, making you a prisoner. Let's go to this clip.
Something happened in downtown Detroit yesterday that I can't stop thinking about and that frankly is making me sick to my stomach and also makes me want to smash up the phone that I'm holding right now and get a landline and tell all my friends, you're just going to have to call me like we're in the 1950s, because what do you mean? What do you mean? I will be walking around my house while I'm telling the story. If you get motion sickness, close your eyes because I'm not stopping. Anyway, we were in downtown Detroit yesterday, going around to different boutiques and stuff. And there, if you didn't know, there are several like women-owned boutiques in the Fisher Building that are really cool. So we go there and there is a parking garage right next to the Fisher Building that you can park in. Something you need to know about my friend Gina is that she will not pay for parking because it's a hassle. I don't really know the why, but she always will say, well, they can give me a parking ticket and I'll pay that. And that's fine. That's her prerogative. I don't care because I'm not driving and it's not my problem. It's not my business. So when you go on to the parking garage at the Fisher Building, there's a QR code on the wall. Mind you, I've been to the Fisher Building, to these boutiques several times. The last time I went was in March of 2025. This is relevant. Stay with me. So we go into the building. She doesn't do the QR code, whatever. I honestly didn't even think about it at that time, but We're in there for 36 minutes. And you might be like, wow, that's a really specific number, Katie. How do you know that? I know that because as we were driving, literally as soon as we drove out of, literally as the car was passing out of the garage, I get a text. I got a text on my phone that says, thank you for parking with us. We've charged your card. What card? What card? There's a link to a receipt. I click it. It has identified that my phone was in the parking garage. It has then linked me to a vehicle that I have nothing to do with, have never been there in, ever in my life. Has the make, model, and license plate number of her car that I have nothing to do with. It's not my car. I was not driving it. And it said, well, she didn't pay. You're going to pay. And just charge my card. A card, by the way, that they never disclosed to me that they were keeping on file the last time I was paying. Excuse me? And I don't care. I don't care that I paid for parking. I will pay for parking. I paid for parking, obviously, when I go, and I would pay for parking. And I, it's not a big deal. It's not like I care that they charge me for parking. What I care about is...
I'm going to come back and finish with her and then just show you one more thing I'm going to cover tomorrow and give you the inside baseball. And that's these giant corporate drone bases they've got building everywhere. And San Francisco got caught running a secret drone base, surveilling everybody, but they won't respond to any basic crime. They're gearing up for the collapse. They're gearing up for the next virus release. They're gearing up for the next lockdown and carbon lockdowns where your phone tells you when you can leave your house. All cities will instantly be turned into 15-minute cities. You won't be able to leave the 15-minute city except three times a week with your car. They're putting turnstiles up on the sidewalks in Europe. And they're already building 15-minute cities here in the U.S. that are having it. Turnstiles to walk down the street, you'll be charged. Hell on earth. Worse than the Black Mirror episode, you know, 12 years ago. People thought, oh, this is imitating the Black Mirror. No, they're showing you with predictive programming what's coming. Larry Fink, all of them say, we're going to control all your behavior. We're going to rule your mind. We're going to tell you what to do. It's insane. We've got to build our own economy. We've got to build our own systems. You've got to support patriots that are fighting. We've got to create our own banking, our own systems, which we're doing. We've got to get back to organic farming and going right out to the farmers' markets and right to the farmers. In the future, you're going to be forced to do this. No matter what you do, you can be a leftist, do whatever they say, and take all the Pfizer shots and have heart attacks. Not enough. They should be forced euthanasia, total control. They're going to cut the resources off, make us all fight over it. It is absolute hell. Social engineering. Forced austerity to create a hell world. Please support us at thealexjonesstore.com. Help us fight this tyranny. Get great products at the same time. Thealexjonesstore.com. They called me crazy. They called me paranoid. But now they know I was right. Tonight, more conspiracies that turned out to be true on this episode of I Told You So.
Reality starts here. AlexJonesLive.com. Share the link. Spread the word.
We're doing man's work here. Fighting for the species as our forebears did. Building. Competing. Striving. Trailblazing. The maverick spirit is alive and well. Reality starts here. Victory starts here. Tyranny dies here. Freedom grows here. You have the power in your hands right now before we cover all this incredible, game-changing, over-the-horizon information to share the live feeds now at rumble.com/ The Alex Jones Show Live, the coordinates of victory, and Real Alex Jones on X. At AJN Live and more. AlexJonesLive.com, our news site with the feeds, video, audio, article, special reports, government documents, think tank reports, and more.
AlexJonesLive.com, because there is a war on for your mind.
I want to bring down the new world order!
That's what I want, and that's what you should want.
AlexJonesLive.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.